Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Wow, now that's the sound of rock cracking, and once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad you're listening to us, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and we're glad to have you once again this week. We got some new listeners. We're glad to have you. Plug us in every week. Listen to us while you're checking your email, doing other things on the internet. You listen to us because you hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. Just like last month, we had Joshua Waller on. He's the great-great-great-nephew of Mark Twain. And one thing Mark Twain said, there are basically two types of people. People who accomplish things and people who claim to have accomplished things. The first group is less crowded. So says Mark Twain. And we're going to tell you about that because we've accomplished things. And we say we've accomplished things. And let's just get right in the show and let's get it started. A year ago, if you've been listening to us, we told you about what some people are just now hearing about for the first time in a congressional hearing. We had an exclusive a year ago. Where's the mainstream media? They're way behind Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm going to tell you about that. And then we're also going to be talking more about the Tea Party groups who were able to testify before Congress. And we got a little clip from that from my good friend, Becky Gerritsen from the Wetumpka Tea Party. And if you remember last year, if you've been a longtime listener, I told you I was there at one of the meetings in an Adopt-A-State program last summer in Wetumpka, Alabama. And you can even go to the Wetumpka Tea Party website. That's Wetumpka, Alabama. And you can click on, you can see Doc Holliday. I'm there right next to Becky Gerritsen as I recite one of my poems about stopping the spending, which we've had on this show before too. But you can go there. And in fact, I'll put a link, but you can go right there and hear Doc Holliday as he recites his poem about how we need to stop the spending. Now, we've got to talk about the Tombstone of the Week Award, and it's going to it has to go to the person who nominated Susan Rice to be what? Have you not heard about this? If you haven't, but now you hadn't been listening to the news, but I'm going to tell you, Susan Rice, the Benghazi scapegoat, she, the one who lied to America, lied to the world, she has been promoted. She has been promoted. And can you believe it? So we're going to be talking about that on the end of the show at the Tombstone of the Week Award. And it is unbelievable. Is this administration falling apart or what? And it's scary, folks. We don't need our economy to crumble. But we are in dire straits. If it wasn't for $80 to $85 billion a month of money being printed, we would be in dire straits. Why does the stock market go up? It goes up when somebody's printing money. So when they stop the printing presses, what's going to happen? We're going to talk about that, and we're also going to get to the congressional hearings on the Tea Party groups, and they got to speak, and thank goodness they did. Great Americans, grassroots Americans, being able to confront a government that's gone wild. And talking about going wild, did you hear about? Well, the National Security Administration, they are in the process of listening to millions of phone calls from Verizon by a court order. And Bush was trampled by the far left when he just did a few thousand. We're talking millions, but this administration, where are the liberals? Where are those who just burned Bush in effigy when he was talking about the National Security Administration going after phone calls that replaced by a huge warrant. Well, guess what? The Obama administration is dwarfing that now. Wow, this has been some week. It's almost like an incredible time in history, folks, because so much is going on. And this is what these scoundrels in the White House are trying to do, is put so much out there, and all the time they're working away at things that we can't see. I'll tell you about that as we get on into the show. Wow. I'm just flabbergasted at what all is going on, and we got to cover. But first, let me tell you about last year, actually, is our show of the week of April 23rd, 2012, folks, more than a year ago. And guess what? Well, you can go back into archives and look at it. And it says, and I started the show off saying, like million, this is quote from a year ago in April, over a year ago, Doc Holliday said on my program, like millions of Americans, Doc Holliday sent in his tax information to the IRS last week. But he exposes in this week's show allegations that a co-chair of President Obama's re-election campaign received confidential IRS documents and posted them on the internet to embarrass and harass a political enemy. Hear about this outrageous conduct that is quickly being swept under the rug during this politically sensitive election year. Unquote. That's what I said a year ago. We broke the story on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You've known this, and I've told you. I've talked to my congressman, Congressman Alan Nunley from the 1st District of Mississippi. I talked to other people from the National Organization of Marriage. They went to their congressional delegation, and people made phone calls to the IRS. The IRS said, we will investigate and get back to you. It's been over a year. They did not investigate. It was an election year. They did not want to embarrass the president. What did I tell you a year ago? It was being swept under the rug. This is about justice. This is about incredible abuse of power. And I'm going to tell you right here and right now, the new media, the internet media, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, right with it. We are telling stories, and the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, these groups that have millions of dollars paying investigative reporters, they hear these things and they don't act on them. It's time for the dinosaur press to die, folks. We don't need a New York Times that's not going to investigate for news. Why? Because they don't like the conservatives. They're the same scoundrels that the Obama rats I talked about last month that are in the IRS that purposely tried to influence, and they did influence a federal election by their actions in as working with taxpayer funds in the IRS. We're finding out how embarrassing that is to this administration, and they're trying to sweep it under the rug again. But my question to you is, why does the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, I gave this information out on this show over a year ago, and others were getting the information out, and our congressmen, we are a representative republic, folks. A republic means we put representatives to stand in for us, making decisions, and our representatives went to the IRS, and they were told, we will investigate. The IRS told them we will investigate. They did not. When they talked about the Tea Party groups being harassed, the head of the IRS said no. His name is Mr. Shulman, and we gave him the Tombstone of the Week Award one of the weeks last month, and he was in front of a congressional hearing, and they asked him specifically, were these Tea Party groups being harassed and delayed? And he told the congressional hearing no. And then he stood before a congressional hearing last month and said he did not lie. I'm telling you, there's something that stinks when American citizens who work hard and obey the rules get bullied by the IRS Obama rats that are working within the system to cut down their political enemies. As President Obama stands up and looks like he's presidential and he would never do anything like that, and how can you prove that maybe he's hands-on coming out of the White House? Will it ever be proved? If it was, would this press do anything? I think not. They showed us a year ago. They knew these things were going on, and they did not release their investigative reporters to get anything done. The old dinosaur press is dying financially. They're saying it's the way of the times. It's the way that people aren't reading, the ads aren't coming in. I'm telling you, the dinosaur mainstream media needs to die. We need people who will investigate right, left, whenever something stinks in politics. It shouldn't be partisan, and yet the New York Times has pushed and pushed and pushed the liberal agenda, the left-wing agenda. They're in bed with this administration. They will not seek out and to root out any kind of corruption. It's a shame, and when our nation was founded with freedom of the press, it meant we need good government because the press will keep us honest. The mainstream media today is not keeping the politicians honest, and it shows, and it stinks, and that's why I don't care to see the dinosaur mainstream media fall to its knees and have its last dying breath. There's plenty of people out there, including Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We can tell you the truth, and we can tell you what's going on. And if we had millions of dollars to do investigative reportings, I guarantee you we would be digging in. We would have dug in last year. We would have had a different kind of election outcome because the American people would not have stood the corruption coming out of the IRS that stinks to high heaven. All right. Now, saying all of that, and I hope you do go back and listen to my show. I'm going to put a link to the April 23rd, 2012 show if you want to listen to it and what we talked about, because it was the National Organization of Marriage, and they were, their IRS documents were released, taken out of the IRS, and given to the co-chair of the re-election team of President Obama. That's what's so vile and disgusting. and we told you about it, and it was alleged, but they know. And if you heard the congressional hearing, let's hear it. In fact, let's just hear it right now. Paul Ryan, who was the VP nominee for the Romney-Ryan team, he was asking this question. He said, do you have proof? Well, this is what happened in the congressional hearing. Listen up.
Okay, Mr. Eastman, I just want to get this one nailed down. Dr. Eastman, excuse me. You have proof that the IRS, an individual or a group of individuals at the IRS committed a felony. You have proof to this, and nothing has occurred to seek or find justice. Is that correct?
That's correct. The federal law requires that we be notified if there's an indictment brought. We have not been. Federal law allows us to request information about what the status of the investigation, whether it's been productive or unproductive, and any action taken. We were refused to respond any answer to that request as well. We have identified that this document came from within the IRS.
So your donors are confidential. That's protected by law. You have proof that the IRS leaked your confidential donor information to a group that opposes your point of view, and your donors were harassed as a result of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Folks, that's Dr. Eastman representing the National Organization of Marriage at a congressional hearing, and that's Representative Paul Ryan asking these questions. And it's absolutely unbelievable here in America that this is going on, pure political harassment that is going on. If they've investigated it, they have not told anybody what's going on. And this is information I broke on the news, April 23rd, 2012. Folks, listen, the mainstream media is not doing its job. Stop listening to them. Listen to me. Listen to other folks. They'll get you some truth and help get some of these investigative reporters to do something that's good for the country instead of laying back and bowing down and worshiping this administration like it's some god. And that's what you see. Chris Matthews, he still got that tingle up his leg while he's too busy bowing down and worshiping these guys. He ought to be trying to figure out why this economy isn't going any better. He needs to figure out why people are getting bugged all over the country, millions and millions, by the National Security Administration. Instead of lambasting liberals and tea parties, Mr. Chris Matthews and all these people at MSNBC, they need to be, they ought to be yelling for this administration to straighten up and stop spying on reporters. But instead, all we get is the worship of this administration like it is some kind of god. Wow. We got so much to get to. I told you about Becky Gerritsen, great, wonderful grassroots Tea Party leader. I met her a year ago in Wetumpka, Alabama, when I was meeting with them in a special meeting of a large group of people, and she let me read a poem about how Congress needs to cut the spending, and they've put that up. It's still on the Wetumpka Tea Party website. Put a link to that, or you can just go to the Wetumpka Tea Party website and look at their video page, and you scroll down, you'll see Doc Holliday right there giving his poem out to the group. Now, I have to tell you that you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. In just a couple minutes, we're going to hear some of the congressional testimony from Becky Gerritsen. She's the president of the Tea Party there in Wetumpka, Alabama. Before we do, let me remind you, we got some good friends, very good friends, at FreedomWorks. You can click on the image of Matt Kibbe right on the front. You can go to freedomworks.org. You need to know what they're doing because they are helping grassroots organizations when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like you're depressed and that This present administration is going to grow and grow and get more and more people that are hooked on government benefits and payouts, and this country is going to decline. There's every reason that we could feel that way, but don't give up. You go to groups like FreedomWorks, and they will inspire you with all their young, hardworking conservatives who know the future of this country belongs to the conservatives who can convince enough people we got to turn this nation around. Go to FreedomWorks and you will help get some answers, and it'll help get you fired up along with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Wow, glad you're listening to us. I want you to hear right now Becky Gerritsen as she testified from the bottom of her heart. From the depth of her soul, she spoke the American spirit that's rising up through the Tea Party and grassroots patriotic groups across America. And it's an abysmal day when our government is stealing our civil rights right from us, the citizens. Listen to Becky.
Americans, we peacefully assemble. We petition our government. We exercise the right to free speech, and we don't understand why the government tried to stop us. I'm not here as a serf or a vassal. I'm not begging my lords for mercy. I'm a born free American woman, wife, mother, and citizen, and I'm telling my government that you've forgotten your place. It's not your responsibility to look out for my well-being and to monitor my speech. It's not your right to assert an agenda. Your post, the post that you occupy, exists to preserve American liberty. You've sworn to perform that duty, and you have faltered. The abuses I will discuss today occurred on your watch, and it's your responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Wow, go get 'em, Becky. And, of course, Becky Gerritsen After that congressional testimony, she has been on CNN. She's been on Fox News. She's been on several shows. And my hat's off to Becky. I'm so glad that I can say she's a friend of mine. And I'm so glad that she got opportunity to tell America and the world that American citizens have been abused by some is it renegade in the IRS, a handful. We're finding out more and more that that there's other people involved, and we need to keep digging, because citizens like Becky Garrettson should not have to endure what she had to. And I know about the Wetumpka Tea Party. I've been at a meeting, and thank goodness there's people like Becky Garrettson and good, solid, grassroots Americans that love their country and are willing to put up with all this abuse to make sure that freedom thrives. Now, I want you for you to understand directly. Let's continue on with what Becky was telling these some of these brain-dead congressmen, it seems like.
Here are the facts of my case. We applied for a 501c4 in October 2010. Our $850 application fee was cashed 7 days later. We received a letter from Robert Cho, dated November 2nd, 2010, stating that our application and our user fee payment had been received. It also stated that we should be expecting to hear from someone within 90 days. However, the IRS did not initiate any contact with us for another 459 days. That was when I received a letter from the Cincinnati office dated February 3rd, 2012. That letter stated that they could not process our application until we completed the enclosed questionnaire, which requested approximately 90 pieces of additional information about our organization. The questionnaire stated that if the additional information was not returned by February 24th, our case would be closed. The demands for information in the questionnaire shocked me as someone who loves liberty and the First Amendment. I was asked to hand over my donor list, including the amounts that they gave and the dates on which they gave them. 501c4 organizations do not have to disclose donor information. I knew that. Why don't they?
Good question, Becky. You knew that. Why didn't they? The answer is, of course, they did know. Why did they politically and purposely try to scare and intimidate? What happens when you have to turn in your donor list, and what happens to hundreds of groups? There were thousands of Tea Party groups springing up across the country when they get the word, you got to give us your donor list. And if they don't have help from law, lawyers, attorneys, you know, so many people, just like Becky, she was a mother, a wife, American who loved her country. People don't know all these legal things. Thank God she did, but how many people didn't know? But that's exactly the intimidation tactics of the IRS. That's what they were doing, getting people to get out of the Tea Party, get the Tea Party to lose its steam, and people just so intimidated, they say, give up. And in many cases, thousands and maybe tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people said, that's it. And you know what? The Tea Party had a rug pulled right out from under it. And that reminds me, if you didn't hear last week's, instead of Tombstone of the Week Award, we did a speech from Mark Anthony from Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar. So if you want to hear a few lines from Mark Anthony as if he was looking at the dead body of the Tea Party instead of Julius Caesar, go back and listen to the end of last week's show. I enjoyed doing that. I don't know if the IRS did or not, but it's something need to be said. So share that with your friends. And also, I just want to say that Becky really nailed it on the head, and her congressional testimony is outstanding. You can go on C-SPAN. You can go in a lot of places. Just look up Becky Garrettson congressional testimony, and you'll get to hear the whole thing. But the good thing is, Becky's not giving up. If Becky's not giving up, Doc Holliday's not going to give up, then you shouldn't give up. Tell your friends and your neighbors and those who are so depressed and so thinking this is never going to get done. The conservatives will never get back on top. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. It's easy to complain, but it's time to get off the seats again. It can be, it may be rallies. It may be different from the Tea Party movement. It is a new kind of broader movement. It doesn't have to be just a Tea Party. It doesn't have to be just a Patriot movement. This is a Doc Holliday moment, folks. It's everybody's time. Everybody can be a Doc Holliday's rock splitting politic by just listening to us. But we got to get excited. Look at the races we can get in front of now before 2014. It'll take that kind of hard work. Keep these scandals, investigations going until we get to the bottom of it. If they'd hurry up and tell the truth, it wouldn't have to linger. Tell them to tell the truth. And that's the thing that really, really upsets me. This administration can't tell the truth. And it leads me right into this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And before I get to it, I do want to remind you, you can go to my website, click right on the homepage, go there and get my book. It's called Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo. If you don't have the book, get it. Thank you for all my listening audience that has ordered the book. That's one of the things that helps keep us on the air with our good friends and other places that help pay on this show. I just want to let you know that I appreciate each one of you listeners. We see the numbers growing every week, and I'm glad you're listening to us. Go back and listen to our archives, our new listeners. Go back and listen to our archives. Like I said, I told you, April 23rd, 2012, we broke the story. Exclusive. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And just now, the rest of the lamestream media is catching up. So let me just say thank you. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our friends who are telling others about us. And we are going to make a difference, folks. We've worked hard in the past to make a difference, and we've helped out in races, and we've seen different people like Ted Cruz. A year ago, I was telling people, if you live in Texas, get in the primary and vote for Ted Cruz. He looked like such an underdog. Nobody thought he could win because his opponent was outspending him like $40 million to a couple million dollars. I mean, it was unbelievable. David versus Goliath. Ted Cruz had never been in a political office, and here he was running for Senate of one of the largest states in America, and guess what? He won it. He's making a difference. He's standing strong against the liberal onslaught, and that's why I want to get you fired up and make sure that you don't forget to get my book on the website, order the book, and order it for your liberal friends. They need to read something good this summer. Now that leads us up to this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And before we get to, let's crank up a little music here. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, the same political cronies of President Barack Obama. Did you hear that scream by The Who? They're singing Don't Get Fooled Again from their song Don't Get Fooled Again. What a scream. That wasn't Howard Dean's primordial scream. That was my scream. That's how I felt when I heard that Susan Rice has been nominated to become the National Security Advisor of the United States of America. This is the lady who they paraded around, the White House paraded her around to tell everybody that Benghazi came from a video. It wasn't a terrorist attack. It came from a video. It was a lie, a lie, a lie. And because she lied so good, Now she's in charge of national security. I feel better. Do you feel better? Do you feel safe that an Obama crony has been placed in the position of national security advisor? Oh, my goodness. And to top it off, the reason we all need to scream is because who he nominated to replace Susan Rice at the United Nations, where she served as our ambassador. But she has been, President Obama, I'm sorry, I'm getting all choked up because this is unbelievable. He's got Miss Powers. This is Samantha Power. Not Powers, Power. Samantha Power, who has been nominated to fill in the shoes of Susan Rice at the United Nations. And she has a long, long list of statements that are just likening Americans to Nazis. Listen, she said things like in the Palestinian-Israel conflict that America may have to go in. Somebody needs to go in and knock out the Israelis to take over land against Israel. She's saying that there needs military intervention to keep the Israelis settled in. Can you believe that? That our president nominated someone who has a very, very fragile relationship with what she has said and the state of Israel. And just listen, a couple of weeks ago when we've been talking about Israel, we had Joshua Waller on last month, and he's lived over there, and he tells us what it's like. Go back and listen to that show. Listen to last week when we heard Congressman Fincher talk about Israel. And now this president, one of the questions we asked Congressman Fincher last week was, can we trust this administration? Can we trust President Obama to really protect Israel with this nominee to the United Nations? The answer is no. No, we can't trust him. Oh, my goodness. But he did carry a huge percentage of the Jewish vote. I'll never understand that. I will never understand that. People who want to help Israel and to keep Israel safe. Why did you re-elect President Obama in huge numbers? Why did it happen? And now he shows. I'm telling you, these next 4 years, get ready. I mean, hold on to your seats. Samantha Power is just the beginning of a huge, huge move to, you know, he has no reason to try to get re-elected. These are just going to be every weak affairs putting his cronies in. This is a good friend. What does she know about national security? I'm talking about Susan Rice. But it's a very important position for United Nations ambassador. And that's, again, a good friend. I think they said on Susan Rice, he liked playing basketball with her brother. Does that mean she needs to be our national security advisor for every citizen of the United States of America who depends on the White House and its security team? Oh, my goodness. Now you can understand why President Obama gets this week's Tombstone of the Week award for these nominations. National Security Advisor, do you really feel safe? Do you feel safe if Susan Rice, if she's lied to us once, will she lie to us again? Can we ever trust this lady? And now, she's being replaced by Samantha Power, someone who is very, very controversial when it comes to the state of Israel. And that's not the only thing. She's one of these people that I believe she hates America. But the things that she said, you talk about President Obama going on an apology tour for America. Samantha Power, she hates everything America has done up to President Obama's elected, I believe. These are the people he has surrounded himself with. And we reelected him, and we will pay the price. I pray it's not with American lives. Maybe we can get back into some kind of gear to get some progress in the elections of 2014. And that's my hope, my prayer, and that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We got another great show lined up for next week. Don't miss it. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.